The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Why vaccinated people are lucky to be alive. Yeah, well, you may have been vaxxed multiple times, and you could say to yourself, I'm totally fine. I don't notice anything. And that could be true, and I hope you're totally fine. I think if you've been jabbed multiple times, your immune system probably isn't totally fine, but you haven't seen any effects from it, and that's good. Thank goodness. But there are many reasons why that could be that you're doing okay. We're going to get into a little bit of that. But you also need to know that you should be thankful. Be thankful that you are not a victim like so many other people are who have been vaccinated multiple times. And there's been plenty of victims who do not even attest their victimhood to the vaccine, even though they're a victim of the vaccine, that they think the thing that happened to them, and it could be multiple different things, so I won't just name, but they're having some really bad harm, physical adverse event that has happened to them, and they just think, well, it's just something that happened, not realizing, nah, that's not the case. It's the vaccine. If you hadn't been vaccinated, that wouldn't have happened to you. Now, obviously, there has to be people that will suffer and have an adverse event, something bad happened to them, or a heart attack, or something like that. Because those things happened before there ever was a vaccine. Obviously, there are people that is true. The problem is the vax damages the immune system to the point where we are unable to know now if you are vaccinated. We're unable to know, was it, well, that was going to happen to you, or was it the vaccine enabled that to happen to you? If you're vaccinated, it's literally impossible to know in some cases. But here's the thing. You should assume it's the vax until proven otherwise. That's where we're at. And I think it's irresponsible for any doctor not to assume it's the vaccine until proven otherwise. Whenever someone comes in, if I was a doctor, I'd always be asking every single patient when I, especially if I see something that doesn't fit or shouldn't be for this person's age or whatever it is, and it's just kind of abnormal, I would be asking, are you vaccinated? That'd be the first thing. Because if they say no, then I can rule, okay, the vaccine is not the cause of this. I can rule that out. But if they say yes, I can't say for sure it's the vaccine, but then I can start looking into other things, and then maybe I would recommend a D-dimer test, because that's what doctors should be doing. If someone comes in and they have a problem and they're vaccinated, they should be getting a D-dimer test, which it will indicate micro blood clotting. They can see that. D-dimer test should be happening everywhere right now. That would really be one of the easier ways to know if the vaccine has done something to you or not, is a D-dimer test. All right, and they're simple, and I don't even think they cost that much to do. So, but if you're fine, you're saying, I'm feeling fine, just make sure going forward that you don't play Russian roulette with the vaccine. What has happened to you is if you've been vaccinated 3 times and you're okay, you've pulled the trigger of a gun, click, 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 3 times. And you should be, thank God the bullet didn't hit me. That's what you should be doing. You shouldn't be, the last thing you should do, if you're a vaccinated person and you're fine, is telling other people that you're fine and you were vaccinated and recommending that other people, yeah, you can get the vaccine. To me, you're a person who played Russian roulette. And then because you survived it, you're running around telling other people, including little children, I played Russian roulette and I survived. I was fine. I played 3 times. Nothing happened to me. Go play Russian roulette. That's what it's like to me. It's crazy. Just because you're fine How could you possibly have no compassion on the other people who are not fine? And you know for sure there's tons of people who are not fine. You should have compassion. But sometimes people just want to be right. Well, I don't want to act like I was wrong for getting jabbed three times. So I'm fine. And that proves there's nothing wrong with the vaccine. And they want to have that attitude, which is, that's horrific. If have it privately, but don't say it publicly, because you're trying to encourage others to basically play Russian roulette with a vaccine. And that's not an exaggeration. So here's some of the reasons. I found this really interesting, where a guy stood up in Orange County and he gave reasons that people are fine if they've gotten six shots, why they could be okay. It's really fascinating and interesting because these things do hit the mark. So take a listen.
Creates a toxic spike protein in your body that can cause adverse reactions, including nervous system disorders, cancers, and worst of all, myocarditis that can lead to sudden death. So you might be thinking, those adverse reaction people are crazy. I got the shot. Nothing bad happened to me. I'll give you five reasons why that is. First, you have no idea where the tip of that needle is when they push that plunger. If it's in a vein or a capillary bed, those particles will rapidly spread to your heart and to your brain, increasing your chances of neurologic and cardiac symptoms. Secondly, you have no idea how many particles are in that syringe. It could vary tenfold based on how it was prepared. And the more particles you get, the greater the chance of an adverse reaction. So maybe you just got lucky. Third, there is polyethylene glycol in the shot that keeps the particles from sticking together. If it degrades, and it does, you could get injected with coagulating goo that can cause a deadly stroke or a heart attack within minutes or hours. Fourth, the mRNA that's in the shot can degrade also, so it won't even make the spike protein at all, lessening your chance of an adverse reaction. Fifth, the more acidic your body is, the more spike proteins you will make, and that will increase the chance of an adverse reaction. So maybe you got lucky again, and your body, due to your diet or medications, was less acidic, and you made less spike proteins. But you can only be lucky for so long. The effects of this shot are cumulative. So my advice is to never, ever get one of these shots again. And if you did get one, get your D-dimer levels checked for microclotting and troponin checked for myocarditis. These problems can be asymptomatic and result in chronic disease or death in 2 to 5 years if you don't do something about it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your comment.
I like how he did that in such a short period of time. Folks, there's multiple reasons why you might not be getting hit as hard as someone else. That doesn't mean that you don't have myocarditis. You might not know it, which is the scarring of the heart, because your immune system attacked some of the cells. It might have been to the point where you would never know, or that you have a bunch of micro blood clotting going on. You might not know that, but the D-dimer test can show you whether you have micro blood clotting. So the D-dimer test is key. Another reason, which he doesn't list as to why you could be fine, even though you got multiple shots, is you could have gotten placebos. And you could have gotten multiple placebos. We know for a fact that they gave different doses. There is absolutely no doubt. We know for a fact that some people got stronger doses than others. They were using people as guinea pigs, which is illegal. You can't do this, but of course, under emergency use, and they know they're already doing and lied about the effectiveness and everything else. So why wouldn't they do this? They used the people as guinea pigs, and they sent out super low doses, stronger doses, and placebos. And you could have gotten a placebo, and you could be running around saying, I got vaccinated twice and I feel totally fine, but you could have gotten two placebos. So technically you've never been vaccinated at all. And that's why you're doing fine, because you're not vaccinated. Now, I don't know if that's the case for you or not, but the point is that is a legitimate possibility, and has happened to many people, that they got placebos. So a lot of people didn't even get the vaccine. They just think they did. A lot of people got the vaccine, but they didn't get it to where it's done something to them to the point where they know it yet. A lot of people have gotten it and they have more severe damage than their body is telling them. They think they're fine. And then they have the die sudden event. This person died suddenly. And we're seeing it in a lot of people where it's just all of a sudden, boom, the person drops dead. And those people are not showing any signs of any adverse event from the vaccine. They seem like they're okay. They seem like the vaccine did nothing to them all the way to the moment of immediate death. This is real. This is why I'm saying this is not a joke for those of you who have gotten a vaccine multiple times and you're like, I'm fine, and I'm going to tell everybody else I'm fine. How dare you tell people to encourage them to get the vaccine? It's okay if you tell people you're fine. I hope you are fine. But if you're doing it to encourage others to get it, when you know people are dropping dead, I'm telling you, people are dropping dead. And look, you know, I it shouldn't just be me telling you. I should give you proof as well. This comes from InfoWars. Take a listen.
Will Anthony Fauci told our government to tell people don't do autopsies on COVID patients. You cannot find that for which you do not look. I have a post-vaccine 9-year-old on my desk, dead. I don't want to see one more child post-vaccine ever on my desk. Are the autopsies starting to happen? You bet they are, finally, because people are saying, well, why wouldn't we do them? And in that same town from which this 9-year-old died, a healthy 22-year-old wrestler, after his third shot, is now also coming to be on my desk so I can determine the cause of death there. We're told don't do autopsies, don't look. And that's what your government is giving you for data. Don't ask, don't tell, don't look. These are not the droids you're looking for. Everything is safe and effective. Go jab up the children with a shot that doesn't work for a virus that isn't here anymore, for a virus that most of them are already recovered from.
We have massive vacciners. And I keep saying the biggest yet, because every day bigger shoes drop. More information comes out. Suddenly, governments and others are doing autopsies. Despite the fact that you and the WEF said, don't do them, of the children and others dying of heart attacks and blood clots. And surprise, surprise, it's not regular blood clots. It's protein blobs of the spike protein growing and replicating and creating sludge that kills you deader than a hammer.
That's right. And that can happen suddenly. Out of nowhere. People really do need to get the D-dimer test. Like I'm saying, if they've been vaccinated, then you should be asking your doctor, can I please? I've been vaccinated. I've seen so much stuff. And I don't care. You can call me a conspiracy theorist. Say there's some conspiracy theorist guy who ends up being right whenever he reports on these stuff. But he's got me worried. And I want a D-dimer's test to see if there's something going on with my blood, if I'm having micro blood clotting, because I've been vaccinated. I don't know, depending on your doctor, I don't know how they'll respond, but I mean, if I was you, I would do that. Don't you want to know? And if you have nothing, awesome. And you know what my assumption would be? I'm just trying to put myself in a vaccinated person's shoes, because I'm not vaccinated, never did. A lot of people that are against these vaccines are people who were vaccinated. A lot of people don't know. Like Dr. Robert Malone, he got the vaccine, folks. He didn't start fighting the vaccine until after he himself kind of bought in, followed, and then he woke up. Steve Kirsch, who you'll see, he and his family got vaccinated before he woke up to, oh my gosh, what the heck is going on here? So some of the biggest heroes of truth about what's going on with the vaccine are people who have been vaccinated. So I'm telling you that so you don't feel like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Tons of people got vaccinated. Super smart people got vaccinated. Dr. Robert Malone, who helped invent the mRNA technology, got vaccinated. My goodness. So it's actually rare. The people who didn't get vaccinated, it's there's not as many as we think. There is, but not as many as we think. I am one of the people who did not. I knew from the very beginning I'm never going to put something in my body as an experiment. Are you kidding me? And I wasn't afraid of COVID-19. I had known that the COVID-19 thing was all overblown and that what they were saying was going on in the hospitals was a bunch of crap, which it was, just so you know. Like New York, they were saying the hospitals were overrun, folks. Do you remember this? At the very beginning. And so this is one of the reasons why I knew. Because plus, who's telling you to get vaccinated? CNN, MSNBC, all the known liars, ABC, NBC, CBS, all the liberal media is telling you, make sure you get vaccinated. I know immediately, that ain't something you should do. Anyways, remember when they were lying and saying the hospitals in New York were overrun? Remember that? Well, I was researching that when they were saying that, and people were taking cell phone videos, which were getting banned on Twitter and Facebook because they'd be up, but eventually they'd get pulled down because they were proving that the media was lying. The hospitals were not overrun in New York. Bull, bull, bull. There were no giant lines in the emergency rooms. People videotaped them and they were empty. But maybe you don't believe me. You say, well, that's because they had moved people up, or no, the nurses said they were overrun. Yeah, they did move people so that the nurses were busy, and anyone who came in with anything, they were putting on the COVID floors and classifying everyone as COVID for money. So yes, the COVID nurses were busy, so they could testify without lying. I'm not saying they weren't busy because of that, but that was a money-making scheme. They were not overrun. They had plenty of rooms and beds, maybe not on the COVID floor they didn't, because they sent everyone there. But here's the real proof that I know that's true. Donald Trump brought in a ship, a hospital ship, and they built a hospital for the overrun hospitals, and not one patient in New York ever got sent to that built hospital or the ship. They didn't receive a single patient. Not one, because there wasn't a single hospital that actually was overrun. If they were, that pop-up tent hospitals that they made would have had patients. That alone is game, set, match. They were lying. So anyways, they were lying. They lied all about that. They still are sticking to that lie. Then they use remdesivir to make people die because not enough people were dying and they needed to cause a panic, so you'd go out and get a vaccine. So the point is when I know they're lying about all that, I knew that way before they ever tried to introduce a vaccine. So that's why I was someone who was like, oh, they're lying about all of this. You think I'm going to believe them on the vaccine? Give me a break. So I'm just giving you an understanding where I was. That's why I didn't fall for it. I'm not better than other people. It's because of the nature of my job. I was investigating these things and I knew bullcrap, 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 because I looked at it. Whereas most people are not investigating it for themselves. They are watching their local news and they're not watching CNN. So their local news they trust, and their local news told them, oh, safe and effective. And so they just went and did it because their local news told them so. And that's how they got everybody, was the local news. People don't know that the local news is no different than CNN. Or the Associated Press, they are ripping and reading when it's a national story, folks. Your local news could be totally fine when it does a local story. If it gives you a national story, that is not your local news writing that story. That is not your local reporters doing that story. They are just putting their face on in front of the camera to make you trust that story. But that is a national story that is written by somebody else that they are ripping and reading, and it is usually propaganda lies. But they send it to the local news and the local news does it because why? Then the local reporter doesn't have to do that work. Their stuff that they can fill time with, a report that's already been done nationally, and I just have to take it and read it myself, and it's been written for me to locally use. I don't have to do any work. I can just do that. And then I can concentrate on my local story even more and do a better job on that and not worry about. And then the national stories I can quickly do. So, of course, the local reporters want to do it because it saves them time. Obviously, that's how it works. I have to explain it because people don't know. They don't know how it works. But that is how it works. Let me give you a little bit of Dr. Peter McCullough, because he was on the SGT report. Take a listen here.
So what we know before COVID, 40% due to heart disease, 40% due to cancer, 20% to other causes. So mortality in the years before COVID, that is known. It's a known cause of death in the vast majority of cases. And you can see it kind of going up over time as the population ages. Then the vaccines are introduced in 2021 and there's a skyrocketing, and all the additional deaths are sudden deaths, unexplained deaths. They're not deaths due to cancer or anything else. These are sudden deaths. And so the great concern here, the cause of sudden death we're worried about is myocarditis or vaccine heart damage that leaves a scar and can throw the patient into an abnormal heart rhythm that's fatal or fatal blood clots. And there's a recent survey from Germany, Heidelberg, Germany, by Schwab and colleagues showing of patients who took the vaccine who died at home 20 days after taking the vaccine. The majority, it's due to these heart problems or blood clots. There's no doubt about it. It's the vaccine.
There is no doubt. But here's what I'd like to say. Most of the deaths that you see that are even recorded in the media, and it's millions upon millions of people have died. When you calculate the VAERS data and other world data, and that's using the data of the people who have died pretty within a very short period of time of being vaccinated, within a few days, usually. The vast majority of people who die from the vaccine do not die within a few first few days of the vaccine. They die months later, 3 months later, 4 months later, 5 months later. That's when they die. And even longer. And those are not getting put into the statistics. And I guarantee you there's more people dying 5 months after the vaccine from the vaccine than there are people dying 2 days after getting the vaccine. Understood? So it's astronomical. How we know is the astronomical is by the excess deaths. It's astronomical. And it is frustrating. And the point of this entire show is really, you're lucky to be alive if you've been vaccinated, whether you know it or not. You truly played Russian roulette. And if you don't believe it, if you've watched this and made it this far and you're mocking me and thinking it's all conspiracy theory, then you're going to go out and play Russian roulette again. Go ahead. I can't stop you. But you will pay a consequence at some point. You've been warned. You know, people who play Russian roulette, they know that it's super dangerous, and yet some people still do it. So I know there will be people that know the vaccine is super dangerous. It's the most dangerous thing you could possibly do right now is inject yourself with the vaccine. I can't think of really anything more dangerous if you're not intentionally trying to, like, play games with your life. Like, of course, it'd be more dangerous to actually play true Russian roulette. But I'm saying that's someone who's almost suicidal. If you're not suicidal and you're not playing games with your life on purpose and don't care that you die and you are getting vaccinated, that is reckless. Don't be reckless. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya. Hey guys, have you ever checked out the Daniel Natal show at thenewamerican.com? If you haven't, you need to. It's very highly intellectual. It's very unique in the way that it comes at the issues of the day. I mean, when I say highly intellectual, what I'm saying is of course, if you put me and Daniel in the same room, Daniel's the smartest guy in the room. Daniel's probably the smartest guy in the room in almost most rooms that he enters. So check out the Daniel Natal show. It is really cool. You will like it. Check it out at thenewamerican.com.